Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got a bunch of psychopaths in the room, right?
Yeah.
Has everybody done something? Like, it's... TAC found the story of some dude who...
yeah, he's...
who got accused of cheating on his wife, mm-hmm. and she did the rational thing and just chopped his toe off. Because that's what you do. Yeah. When you feel a woman scorned...
Toe?
Is,
yeah. Are we sure it was actually the toe and not like a small something else?
I think he got off easy.
Yeah.
That's my thinking.
You do? Because you... We
could have chopped off something else. Yeah,
well, you're right. Because we've done this before when we've talked about relationship revenge. And I don't think I've done anything real drastic, but I have family members and stuff who have it. But like, I remember distinctly a woman like let her husband like pass out and fall asleep. And then she super glued his junk.
Oh, yeah.
To his
belly,
like,
right?
Abdomen. Oh.
What?
So I don't know if she got him in a state first. Like, so then as that state subsided, it's like, oh God, it's still stuck there. And it's like, it's just kind of,
oh no.
It's like stretching a rubber band and it's not going back, right? But you're like, I can't get it back.
This is the worst thing. I'm like actually bad, speechless. Though. What?
Why? Oh, because it might
stretch
be
helping. Yeah, yeah, stretch it out.
Yeah. Tiak, always glass half full with this one.
You know?
Yeah.
Touche. Also, do it again.
That feels illegal. Like at some point, the police could be called. Okay.
Right. Well, I want you to understand, cutting the toe off is also illegal.
Okay. And as you know, I have a big fear of prison.
Right. So like in the hierarchy, I think the toe's probably worse.
No.
From a legal standpoint?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Like cutting it off. Yeah.
All you did was super glue, and you could be like, oh, I was just walking by. I was trying to glue together a Precious Moments figurine that had
Or you could
cracked.
Say, I was walking by. He was sleeping on the couch. I was holding scissors or something. I don't know.
I dropped the scissors that cut off his toe.
Yeah, no.
Or like, I was holding a knife and it fell.
Because the toe
Sometimes
is like,
happens.
You got to get in there. I don't think it comes off.
She used bolt cutters. That's just one.
She did?
Just one. And you're gone.
You're right. That is a clean cut.
Yeah.
Have you ever used them? It is awesome.
I need to leave the room.
Okay.
I'm going to vomit.
You can go.
No, it's okay. I'm here.
No, okay. So basically we want, somebody broke your heart and then you just took it back out on them. You're like, sometimes you have to. And I said this off the air and I don't want anybody to out who it is. But somebody that I know, when he went through a divorce, he realized his wife was going to do better moving on in relations. Like he outkicked his coverage. And like, if she went out, she was going to get another man.
Okay.
Like that.
Sure.
So he told everybody in the town that she had a disease that was transmitted from relations.
There we go.
It was incurable and deadly and prevented her. She had to move.
What?
Because everyone believed.
Because
it's a small town. And he basically told everybody, she's got this thing, that's why we got a divorce.
Oh, no.
That's just so immature.
She didn't chop anything off of her.
That's so immature.
It's so mean.
Okay, I'm real curious, Aaron and Erica, what kind of calls do you think we're about to get?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
They're going to be...
I support women who get revenge on their bad exes.
Right.
But if men are getting revenge, it's like they were probably the ones who caused... right. the breakup. Anyway.
So would you like extra points if you're a female who did something horrific to a man?
I will literally root you on, girl.
Okay. All right, so if you've done something for revenge out of a relationship, we want to hear what you did. 303-222-5423. You can call that number or text it. Anybody?
There was one guy.
Oh, nobody's gonna admit their own.
No, I don't think, I truly don't think I've done any other than like moving on and being successful and happy.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah, yeah. that's the best one.
Okay, Tiak, if anybody calls with that, don't let them through. Sure. The best revenge is like living.
I mean, I made sure I got the nice TV because I bought it.
Yeah, no, But it's gotta be super glue or better.
You were living with?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, Aaron's been through some... What were you going to say, Tiak? What's your story?
There's a guy, they weren't even broken up. They were dating. She went on a cruise with her family, and he had to stay home and like watch their pets, and he was real mad about it. So he called in a bomb threat on the cruise.
Oh, my God.
To just ruin her vacation so she'd come home and help him take care of the pets.
That's a bad person. So, like,
they weren't even broken up yet.
Hold up.
Now
retail,
they will
retail
be.
Retell the story.
Okay.
But do it, flip the genders and see what happens.
So this guy left this poor woman alone just to go be with his family on a cruise ship. Oh. And so she felt invalidated.
Yeah, okay.
And so she called and warned them of potential danger.
Okay, yeah.
And for safety, they evacuated.
Yeah.
I would, in this case, agree that just don't call in a bomb threat.
It's bad either way.
It's bad either way.
Okay.
But it's a good example. What was the one that was just, there was a story recently where it's kind of relationship revenge. She thought he was cheating.
Yeah, with her best friend.
And knew that he's like anaphylactic shock from bananas or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she gave her best friend banana bread. Best friend ate banana bread, then did terrible things to his body, which caused him to go into anaphylactic shock.
Mm-hmm.
Like her relationship revenge was poisoning her husband through bodily fluids in his side piece.
She actually didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. She just
made banana bread. That whole thing was a guy doing it to his wife.
No, she made banana bread. Okay, yeah, that would be bad.
I know! You think it would be bad! It's not.
No, it's confirmation that you were right. Your sick other's cheating. You found out that.
You didn't give him bananas.
You didn't. You gave your best friend banana bread.
It's actually really nice.
So kind.
You guys. All right, Tiak, we're outgunned. So if you've done something horrifying in the name of revenge, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So are the ladies in the room ready to be just angry for the next few minutes?
Usually I am.
Okay. It's relationship
revenge.
Ready to
get some ideas.
Heather.
Yay.
What kind of relationship revenge did you get?
My best friend's boyfriend cheated on her with one of our other friends while she was passed out in the bed next to her.
No.
That only happens in porn.
Yeah, and so she told me, and so I was like, I got this. I called him pretending that I was a nurse at Denver General. And I explained, first I made sure that he was in a safe place and that he had someone who he was comfortable speaking with, and he said yes. And so then I explained to him that anytime someone comes into our clinic and tests positive for HIV, we ask
them to give us
a list of their sexual partners for the last 6 months, both protected and unprotected, and his name was on the unprotected list. And then I set him up an appointment to come in and be tested and with therapy.
But none of it was real.
No. Okay. No.
Did he tell?
Fast forward 10 years later, I ran into him and I was like, hey, his name, how was that HIV test? And he just looked at me and was like, that was you? And I was like, was that you sleeping with blah, blah, blah?
Oh my God.
10 years later.
You got to let it marinate.
Yeah.
You let it marinate.
That's the best revenge.
I mean, I probably wouldn't do that now as an adult. But
yeah. How old were you?
I was probably like 17.
Okay. Yeah. Young.
Okay. Young.
A young teenager. Nurse.
Tiak, help me out. If that had been a dude.
Yeah.
I think it's too far. I think it's too serious of a thing to joke about, but she was 17.
And they didn't give him HIV.
It doesn't matter. He walked into Denver General and went like, I guess I'm on a list. I got it. That happened.
It's so funny.
Oh my God. Chris.
Yay.
Relationship revenge. What happened to you?
It's actually my daughter.
Okay.
He's 16, and it was a very abusive relationship.
Oh, boy. Now we want anything bad to happen to that dude.
Yeah.
And so when he showed up at the house to pick up his stuff, she put it all in a metal barrel and lit it all on fire.
Not a girl.
Honestly, could have done so much worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Did you even cook anything on it? Let it go to waste.
What?
Get a rat swimming on it or something. Over his
no, butt. A s'mores or yeah. something.
Okay. Laura.
Yeah.
Yay.
Relationship revenge. What'd you do?
Well, it was done to me.
Okay.
So my freshman year of high school, I had my first boyfriend and we dated for a little while and I got bored, broke up with him, whatever. We were kids. Ended up kind of starting to become friends after the breakup through math club and whatnot. And then we got back together. Mm-hmm. And then summertime comes around and I'm getting ready to leave for summer camp. And he says, oh, stop at my house before you go. I have something for you. Like he's going to give me like a teddy bear or something to snuggle.
Oh.
And turns out he gives me this whole letter detailing that the only reason he got back together with me was to get back at me and break up with me since I did it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, fellas.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, take that.
Let it marinate.
Too far.
Oh, my God. The standards in this room are like, Mary, I hate you. Mary.
Hey, yeah.
Relationship revenge. What'd you do?
Well, actually, I didn't do it, but my sister did it about, I'd say, 40 years ago to her cheating, lousy ex-husband.
Nice.
And she caught him because back then we had fire escapes in New York and the buildings and stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were living in an apartment in Manhattan and, you know, they had a fire escape and she knew that he was stopping at the gal downstairs at his house before work, apartment before work, you know. And so the little wiry Indian that she was, she went down that fire escape, you know, she had it planned, went down the fire escape. Sure enough, there he was. So she knew. Well, she didn't approach him on it because he's a big guy and I imagine she's smarter than that. So she decided to make him a beautiful bowl of Nine Lives cat food tuna salad.
Oh.
And proceeded to make beautiful rye. She said she toasted the rye bread, lettuce, tomato.
And his cat food. That's not yeah.
The whole nine yards. He comes home from work and he says, oh, baby, that was the best tuna salad I ever had.
My favorite is I can picture her being so calm, making sure that the bread is perfectly toasted.
It's so dark.
Oh, it's so good.
And also seething.
Yeah. My other sister made her husband Gaines burgers.
Oh, it's like a soft dog food. And it looks it's in a hamburger shape.
These poor pets watching him cook.
I'm going
to have the best meal ever. Oh, you gave it to him.
Manny.
Yeah.
What's your relationship revenge?
So I was dating this guy and he cheated on me. So we were at a bar and my best friend cut the guy's brake lines, leaving the bar. The guy got in a car accident.
And, we have officially gone.
Oh no.
You know what? He is on there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.